Eclipse Metálico. Eclipse Metálico. O culto do som eterno na Marquense FM. Eclipse Metálico com Manuel Joaquim. Eclipse Metálico, porque ao fim de semana a Marquense FM tem mais peso.
Gentlemen, destroy!
Rumo ao Lama Eco. Semanalmente no Eclipse Metálico, tudo sobre a terceira edição do Lama Eco Metal Fest. Entrevistas com as bandas, destaques musicais, semana é semana, dia 16 de março, fica mais perto.
Hi everyone, I'm Magnus Frost from Ulvidar with
Jack Draven.
Yeah, and you are listening to Eclipse Metal.
Hi guys, see you at Lama Eco Fest. See you there, guys, to smashing some asses. I'm Jack Draven of Ulvidar.
Hey, Magnus Frost from Ulvidar.
We can't wait to see you there and drink together and make some party. See you there, guys.
Escalation of my life. Entramos então assim em mais um capítulo do Rumo ao Lama Ecum. Vamos então dar este passo com os italianos Uvdar, banda de destaque para hoje. Já estamos aliás a dar destaque ao álbum Inferno 33, lançamento da Scarlet Records. Já tivemos o tema Full Reload of Fear, agora tem para Wasteland. Em seguida vamos à primeira de duas partes da conversa com dois dos guitarristas dos Uvdar.
Hi guys, see you at Lama Ecum Fest. See you there, guys, to smashing some asses. I'm Jack Draven of Ulveda.
Hey, Magnus Frost from Ulveda.
We can't wait to see you there and drink together and make some party. See you there, guys.
Hi,
Hello, good night, and now we have Uvdar, two members of the band, two guitar players, Jack and Alexandro. Good night, how are you, my friends from Italy?
Thank you, we're fine. And you?
I'm fine, thank you. With my best English, with a sotaque from Marco de Canaveses, Portugal.
Your English is perfect, man.
Perfect. I suppose if I was in England, I will die without have a chance of asking. They understand me asking for food to eat. Okay.
Give me one hot dog. Come on.
Yeah.
That's the
or, fish and chips.
No matter.
Okay. Now that we start this conversation in a very serious way, and it will be this way till the end. I start asking to you how Uvdar start.
Okay. Uvdar start in the 2011 from Ark, the main singer, the main founder of the band. Okay, that lived in the higher mountain of Bergamo with frozen forest and all the stuff that winter's coming there. By the way, that's the point. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
He was the founder of the band, and he decided to use a Viking word that. Ulfednar was the right choice for him, because he's like a berserker. Okay, the Ulfednar in the Viking army was like a berserker, but not with the beer. I don't know how to say the vest of this guy, but was with a wolf. Alessandro, help me, wolf.
Basically, berserker used to wear a bear skin.
Instead, a bear skin. That's the point. A bear skin.
Instead, Ulfednar used to wear a wolf skin.
Yes.
So basically, what Ark said to me is that Ulfednar means wolf mane. Okay.
Yes,
that's the point.
So Ulfedar borns in this way, in the higher mountain of Bergamo, blah 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 blah, and that's the point. Ulfedar means Ulfednar, but in another way to pronounce the word correctly, or to being unique. I mean, unique. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are not playing Viking metal, right?
No.
No. At the beginning of the band, it was like a sort of mix between melodic death metal with Viking influences.
Okay.
You know, like band like, you know, Unleashed, King of Asgard and stuff like that, but the band later developed a new style influenced by other genres.
Okay, because watching first time that I see your name and watch to your discography, for example, Viking Tide, Swords of Midgard, Ragnarok, I was thinking about something about Vikings and so on. After all, nothing nothing is what it look.
Yeah, because the lyrics were about Vikings stories, legends and stuff like that, but the real genre of the band is death metal. I'm on Amarth. Amarth is a death metal band, not a Viking metal band, because they play death metal, but they talk about Vikings. That's the point. That's it. So we done the same thing in the beginning when Ark was writing lyrics, stuff, riffs about the Viking history. But at the moment, we have a lot of different influences like thrash, black, melodic death, a lot of stuff that we love to use inside the project to don't be so close.
Okay.
You know, yeah, like that, because Ulvedar is like a band in continue evolution, continue in searching the new stuff, searching new styles, searching new tones about our riffs, our productions. That's the point. We play death metal, yes, but not only.
A lot of styles, and this way, with the mix of different styles, you try to get your own sound, your own identity.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Exactly. You have, let me see, I must count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 with 5 full lengths and 2 EPs. That's a long and very, very producing career in basically 11 years.
Yes. We done a lot of stuff in these 11 years. Tours, full lengths, EPs, live CDs, live publishing, and a lot of stuff. Maybe was like one album for each 2 years, maybe 2 or 3. I don't remember so much, but yeah. Ulvedar is like a killing machine, a riff machine. we write a lot of stuff every year, and we record our stuff at home and after in the recording studios. We play a lot together, a lot, every week. Every week we do rehearsals,
but not too much.
Yeah. Do a lot of rehearsals, and that's fucking good, because can I say fucking? This is not a bad word.
You can say fucking.
Okay, great. Okay. Great.
You have released last year a new album that I suppose have a good reaction from the press and from the public, right?
Yeah, it was basically the greatest success of the band. It's been the most listened album.
By the way, the name is Inferno 33, right? I don't know if I pronounce it well. By the way, you have a long connection with Scarlet Records.
Yeah, we work with Scarlet, I mean, since
2017.
Ooh, thank you.
2017.
Yeah, for the for Total War album. I remember well. Yes, for the Total War album. And They are very, very good guys that work so well with us, because I mean we are the most aggressive, I think the most aggressive band inside the Scarlet, because Scarlet Records is a label in Italy that works a lot with symphonic metal bands, hard rock, heavy metal bands, but not so much with the extreme metal bands like us, like death metal, black metal. Okay. This is not the bread of the Scarlet Records guy, but the friendship is very, very, very well, is very good, and we are friends, but in the same way we are we work together to make new music, new stuff, and be, I mean, on the road. Mm-hmm. Every year, every month, and every week. that's it.
Yes,
Scarlet Records is a very good label in Italy. Very good.
Yeah, in the past they had a distributor in Portugal, and I always was getting their promos. Of the Portuguese distributor, and I had played a lot of bands from Scarlett. I am familiar with the Scarlett Records, and I know it's a big label in Italy. I know too that you are working in a new record, right? As you say, you are rehearsing every week, so...
Yeah, we are already working on something new, we can say. Mm-hmm. That's the most we can say for now.
Okay.
not so much. I'm so sorry, guys, that you are trying to find new informations about the new record, of the album, of the staff, of the new members, because we have a new singer.
I know, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, and that's fucking good. That's fucking good because we have a lot of ideas to expose with the crowd and share with you guys, because we can't wait to play everywhere, really everywhere. We have a lot of shows in Italy booked, mm-hmm. not published because we are waiting the times of the booking agency and the promoters' times, but we have a lot of stuff already booked in Italy and something
and abroad too.
Yes,
this year.
Something abroad, yes.
Mm-hmm, that's nice. By the way, you have in La Mecum, it will be the first show of your new singer that is replacing the one of the founder members of the band. How this happen and so on?
We'll try our best because it's a very important concert, this one, because it's basically I think the first festival that the band plays abroad outside Italy.
I think it was the first.
Yeah, because before the singer, I was the last one who joined the band, so...
Okay. Okay.
Go on.
Outside Italy, you had played, for what I understand, and it was something that I was thinking in asking too, you had played in other countries... already?
Yeah, we played in Germany, we played in France, we played in Switzerland, we played in the Hungary, we played in Czech Republic, and I don't remember where. Come on, but we played a lot.
Okay,
a lot.
Nice. But in festivals is outside it's the first one, it's in Portugal, it's La Mecum Metal Fest, right? Do you know anything about Portugal, exception that isn't part of Spain?
I know Porto. I know that in Portugal you can drink very well a lot of stuff like wine, like beers, like cerveza. You say cerveza, right?
No. Cerveza es español.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
You say cerveja.
Cerveja.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Cerveja. Okay, sorry, guys. I'm a stupid Italian guy. Spaghetti mandolino mafia.
Oh, that's... yeah.
Mafia, maybe not, honestly.
But the metal mafia, yes.
Okay. You are not from Sicilia, so...
No.
I know that you are not. Just joking. By the way, if you will be to the bar and ask for a cerveza, I will tell to the dude of the bar, don't give them. Just joking, of course.
You'll be right, man. Yeah.
By the way, learn to the word Superbock.
Superbock.
Yes, that's the name of the beer.
Okay.
That will be served in the festival. That's a cool and nice beer.
It's a blonde one, a red one, a IPA.
That's blonde. I suppose that's on the press, or right print, something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, the
By the way, you talk in Porto wine, right?
Yes.
Is produced in Douro, in a place of Portugal called Douro. That Lamego belongs to it. So you will be in the place where is produced the Porto wine.
It's the first thing that my mother said to me when I told her that we are gonna go to Porto.
Yeah,
she said the wine. Bring home some wine.
Okay. Yeah. Andy, maybe you can taste. I don't know. Okay, I don't know if they have that. But maybe you can drink there some Porto produced Porto wine produced and not bottled with this I mean wine drink wine produced by the agriculture and not big with big names. That's the true one. Maybe I suppose they have that. Usually they have that. I suppose you will go say, wow. Really. And besides that, in Douro, you don't have only Porto wine, but other kinds of wine. When you will be there eating, you will go try that. I suppose you will love it, okay?
Great, cool.
Yeah. I'm already sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
We will drink everything.
We are not coming just to play.
That's it. That's it.
And I hope you enjoy our... sorry. Our country. Assim a conversa com os Ulvedar da Itália. Foi a primeira parte. Agora temos já para a música Dagon. Mais uma faixa extraída do álbum Inferno, Fertin. We're Star. Eles que vão estar no próximo dia 16 de março no Lama Ecum Metal Fest. Já por cá esteve a faixa Dagon, agora tempo para Master Liar. Pois será tempo de continuarmos a conversa com a segunda e última parte da conversa gravada com os Ulvedar. With my hypocrisy, the severity, and I am in
with
Jack Draven.
Yeah, and you are listening to Eclipse Metal.
Hi guys, see you at Lama Ecum Fest. See you there, guys, to smashing some asses. I'm Jack Draven of Ulvedar.
And Magnus Frost from Ulvedar.
We can't wait to see you there and drink together and make some party. See you there, guys.
By the way, to this concert, to this festival, what you will play, I suppose, more the latest record or you will go play a little bit from your entire discography?
The correct thing is in the middle, because we have a lot of great song in the last album. So we played For the Measure, okay, five, six song of the last album, and maybe two or three for the others, because the last album is a little bit too better for us to play, to share with the crowd, because it's more aggressive, it's more powerful, it's more good to listen, because there is a lot of stuff inside, there is a lot of riffs, good lyrics, and we think that for a festival, for a situation like this, is the best way to make a sign, okay, inside people, inside the crowd, because there are a lot of great bands inside the Lama Ecum, and we are very, very honored to being here, to being there, but we will play the most arrogant and aggressive stuff we have.
Great.
And the latest album we think is the best.
Okay, great.
So we play a lot of stuff of the new album. Yeah.
All right. I remember now that I was searching some things about you in the internet, and I found that you have the cooperation of LG Petrov in one.
Yeah.
How was that? Because he was one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Who was that? do you meet him anytime? I know that I suppose that the cooperation was recorded far away from you guys, but you ever have the chance of talk to him personally?
Yeah, of course. We met her for the first time in Milan when he played with Vader. Another great band, death metal great band.
Yeah,
Vader, Vader, I don't know how do you pronounce it, but
I
Vader,
pronounce it. I'm not very good to pronounce things, but I pronounce it Vader.
Vader, okay. Vader. That's the way. So, they played in Milan, and a friend of us says, "Hey man, I'm with LG Petrov, but the Grappa, you know Grappa?
Mm-hmm.
Grappa is a very good alcoholic drink that we produce here in Italy.
No,
and,
no. This one I didn't know. I was supposing you was saying grandpapa.
Grappa is a very good alcoholic stuff in Italy that we produce here.
Okay.
And he says to me, "Come on, man, bring us more of this stuff, okay? Because Lars Petrov needed, okay? Don't worry, I can do it." And we met Lars Petrov with a big bottle of Grappa and Ulvedar City. He listened to it days ago, and he was like, "Come on, man, this is fucking good shit. I want to do something with you guys because I love this shit, this death metal shit. Old stuff, I mean." And and after we met him in Sweden, because we recorded the entire album World of Chaos in Sweden.
All right.
In Västerås, like near Stockholm, okay, in the south of the Sweden, and we met him in a day, in a very, very cold day in Sweden, because in Sweden it's fucking cold.
Yes,
the weather
is
fucking cold, guy. And we recorded that stair where we will record it in video, in audio, and we publish it also with Scarlet Records, like 1 year after the recording, because Lars Petrov was in a problem, you know, with cancer. Mm-hmm. The health was no so good, and we helped him to earn money for the hospitals and earn money for his health. Okay. Was difficult for us, I mean, say goodbye to him, because was a friend, was a collaborator, was a lot of stuff for us. We do after the album, the publishing of the album, a tour with Entombed in Italy. Was a very, very good tour, because all of the Entombed AD were very, very funny with us, very, very, was after like a friendship, was like a family, I mean. And was so hard for us say goodbye to him, because was a lot of stuff for us. Friend, was a like a brother, you know, okay. A brother.
Okay, great.
Hello, Lars. Bye.
Amen. Amen. A funny thing that I see from you, it was a Lego video from one of your songs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
I suppose I was searching in. By the way, it's very hard find a real biography from your band. I didn't find it in anywhere. I was searching several places in the net, and one of them gave me some points of view, and one of it appeared that video.
Nice.
Okay, from song Fire in the Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This video was created for the quarantine moment, because we were at home, we were in quarantine, we were on the COVID shit stuff of the government, that you have to stay at home, you have to play at home, yes. You have to do a lot of stuff at home, and our main photographer, okay, our official photographer, says to me that he were in the house, he was playing with Legos, and he says to me, "Hey Jack, can I do an official video of you and the other guys with the Legos?" And my answer was, "Fuck yes, I need it now." Now, do it in half an hour, please. Please do it like, I mean, a stop motion movie, like Nightmare Before Christmas, like a lot of great music, great films, I'm sorry. And was so good to see us in this kind of game.
It was
fun.
Cool and fun. It's time. We could stay here talking all night, because you have your spirit and mine is the same, about questions, interviews in the radios, and my spirit is this one. Have fun and try to pass information about the bands to the listeners without in a funny way, and I think we get it to the end. I ask you to let your final message to the listeners of Eclipse Metallico.
The last message. Do you want to say something, Ale? Marcus?
I think so.
Marcus. 3, 2
No.
Okay.
If you want to say something,
okay,
just say
okay.
It.
So
I'm thinking,
guys, we are going to Lama Ecum. We can't wait to being there and play some death metal songs, and see you there, guys. We can't wait really being with you, drink with you, and talk, smiles, and a lot of stuff with you, and come on, guys, see you there, and make music, make it harder, make it aggressive, please. We need your music. We need new music. We need to see a lot of bands, a lot of musicians on stage, because we live for this one, for this kind of stuff. So play hard.
Hi everyone, I'm Marcus Frost from Ulvedar with
Jack Draven.
Yeah, and you are listening to Eclipse Metal.
Hi guys, see you at Lama Ecum Fest. See you there, guys, to smash in some asses. I'm Jack Draven of Ulvedar.
Hey, Magnus Frost from Ulvedar.
We can't wait to see you there and drink together and make some party. See you there, guys.
Estamos então com o destaque neste rumo ao Lama Ecom, aos italianos o dar. Depois da conversa, foi o tema para este Dietes que estamos a acabar de escutar. Mais um tema extraído do álbum Inferno Farty. Agora vamos continuar com mais dois temas, a saber, Eternal Attack e Dair Game. De relembrar então que os Ulvdar vão estar pela primeira vez em Portugal no próximo dia 16 de março no terceiro Lama Ecom Metal Fest, a acontecer no complexo do Pai Vaz, em Galvão Lamego, com 8 bandas, entrada livre. E já sabem que por lá irão estar os Ushimin, Capela Mortuária, Divine Ruin, Carbon Soul, Nihilati, estes Ulvdar, os Ocultistas que iremos ter por cá em conversa na próxima semana, e também os espanhóis Public Intoxication.